Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Tinfoil hat.
Reptile people everywhere.
Tinfoil hat.
That's right. You got it, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting the show. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, check us out on Twitter at TinfoilHatCast.
On Instagram at TinfoilHatPod.
You can find us on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/TinfoilHatShow. Or allcomedytshirts.com.
If you have any suggestions for future guests or topics, go ahead and email us at TinfoilHatPod@gmail.com.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
And everyone's in on it.
Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children.
Yes. Okay. And but, that's cool. That's
but
cool.
But everyone else who's not on YouTube.
I respect that,
greatest
dog.
If you're not on YouTube, you're the greatest person on the planet.
What? They need me? Really? Okay. Fuck. Okay, let's stop.
Cool. Hey, so let's talk about the greatest...
It's easy to think that science has come to take the place of God.
If I were looking for a white rabbit, I'd ask the Mad Hatter.
That's a good name.
If that name's not taken, welcome, I'm taking it.
Welcome to Small Dick Boy's Hot Body Picnic.
Woo!
That is the shit. That's the best. You know what, dude? I don't believe in little dicks. I just believe in giant snatches.
Fair.
Some of these chicks do have big vaginas, and they want to act like we're not bringing enough heat. You have a car trunk for a pussy, okay?
Is that the new official name of the Patreon side of the Tinfoil Hat podcast?
No, it's the Secret Society of the Mad Hatters, but I don't mind a little...
Subtitle.
Little Dick Boys Hot Pot Beach Party.
Picnic.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Guys, welcome to the Patreon podcast. This is actually the second time we started this. I got called up to do the OR. I don't know if they're all true, but I had this great bit about North Korea and the Kim Jong-un supposedly loves coke and fucking teenagers. And, like, you just learn that. We're all the same.
We pull in the parking lot and we see Rich Slayton. I'm like, dang, that guy's a crazy person.
Yeah,
Sam's
yeah.
Like, he is a crazy person.
Yeah.
And now we're in the bunker.
Why do you think we're friends?
Yeah. And joining us from the crime podcast, my good friend, Rich Slayton.
Hey, everybody.
Magnification level 6.
You know what, man? It's such a blessing to be able to talk about the stuff we talk about and all that shit. And it's, like, fun because, like, your guys' podcast, it's, like, it's fun to work your mental muscles. Do you
Hell
know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I did a great podcast with Gareth Reynolds called The Naughty Show. And nobody listened to it. But it was the funniest thing we've ever done.
And no one listened to you and Gareth together?
Nobody
Jesus,
listened to
that's
it.
A shame.
It's unbelievable.
That guy's one of the funniest people on the planet.
So, I mean, we eventually had interviewed every transsexual midget porn star we could find. And we kind of were like, okay, we're done. Really going, what the fuck's going on with that? But yes, you and I would go back and forth a lot on this thing. And I'm supposed to have Dan Cummings on very soon because he did like a thorough, like if you listen to Time Suck, he's very good with his investigations. And he's on your side. He doesn't believe it's true. I'm on my side. So he's agreed
Don't
to come
Don't tell off. Your listeners. Now they're all going to think I'm a CIA shill.
No. They already think that's Ryan. They keep begging me to ask Ryan to fucking come out as a fucking deep state operative.
He has the look.
You know?
Special ops.
Like, you definitely look like you were a cop who they had grow your hair out so you could go undercover.
You're not 21 Jump Street. You're like 45 Jump Street.
That's perfect. still jumping.
Yeah, you're still jumping. At least you're jumping, dude.
Yeah, you're infiltrating community colleges to get inside the movement.
Yeah. And then it's like, hey, ladies, you keep it up. We're going to cut the dick train off. No more dick for you. And then saying, don't act like you don't care. Because I've seen when you don't get dick, you got that fucking I own a thousand cats look. And they laugh because it's fucking Nancy Grace, fucking Hillary Clinton, Ann Coulter, all people. Well, I heard Ann Coulter used to bang Jimmy J.J. Walker. Like, no, just like eyeball to eyeball sex. Right? Just keeping it normal. I can get that.
Just put a drop on my tongue, please.
And that's another thing about women. It's just like, you know, there's this fine line between like 50 Shades of Grey and like Me Too. It's like you're going to have sex with a fucking lawyer in the room now.
I've actually almost completely sworn off video pornography. I now pretty much only read pornography.
Oh, this is coming from a guy who goes on the weird websites and jerks off to like a chicken fucked on a dead bear or some shit like that.
No, I tried to jerk off to that, but I couldn't.
Well, so they're calling it a shit show.
What else are you supposed to do besides assassinate the guy?
Okay. All right. I like this guy. I like this passive aggressive.
Look, if you're trying to maintain control, violence is the best option.
Well, he did it. So you're saying that our former president drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon while he watches open market slave auctions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm thinking about being a furry in 2018.
Okay, talk about
you're
that.
Already a furry. Look
you
at
really
you.
You really are.
What are you talking?
Are you thinking of doing that?
You're thinking
really?
About just
Does
going public with what you look
I
like
think
already?
It seems great. I want to hear about it. Have you thought about this at all?
I want to go to those conventions.
And what kind of animal are you
going
to
What are you going to go with? This will make a break the
What's
rest
your costume?
Of the year.
Well, I mean, I got to go as like a lion, right?
No, that's too much fun. That's too easy. You got to go. I think the key to furry is to be a little more defenseless.
Squirrel?
Yeah.
Squirrel's
Squirrel's
nice.
A great call.
Squirrel's nice.
You guys ever see the King Arthur cartoon, the old Disney one?
No.
Where they, like, it's a little Arthur and Merlin, and it's a 1960s Disney
Merlin?
Cartoon. Yeah, Merlin the wizard
and
he turns little boy Arthur, who doesn't have the sword yet, into like to different animals to learn about the world.
Yeah,
turns him into a squirrel, and this hot squirrel chick tries to bang little Arthur.
And Sword and Stone.
Yeah,
the squirrel
got to
get
there
that nut
go.
On
yeah.
the dance floor.
Get that? He's trying to get that nut.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So, I'm not against
I
that.
I support you
but
being
dude,
a furry.
Dude, I really want you to do this.
Yeah.
I really support this,
guys.
Dude.
Patreon goal 500 subscribers.
Yeah,
and we're gonna get him a squirrel
okay,
suit.
Okay, dude, we are hitting it. Okay, at 500 subscribers, you're going to a furry convention. But I don't want to be a squirrel. I want to go crazy. I think it should be a skunk.
Ooh, I like that.
A skunk, dude.
You think so?
Yeah, or a cow.
Yeah, no, I'd have to go with a more forest-dwelling mammal.
I'm going to go skunk.
I like skunk. Skunk's
I do
a good
too.
One.
Skunk is like, there's something about it.
I know.
Like you're dangerous.
A red panda.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen a red panda?
Hedgehog.
Oh.
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog fits
you can
your
roll
head.
Up and like just roll down the hallway.
You can try to suck yourself off.
Here's
Dude,
a question. Do I go
that's,
to...
That's next. That's like furry upgrade.
Yeah.
You've just hit the next level. Boop, 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 boop.
I'm looking up at all the furry conventions coming up.
When's the next big one?
Well, that's just it. Do I want to go international? Because like, what's a Nordic... Or very,
but at that point, here's the thing: is that that's a waste of international travel because you're fucking some Swedish or Japanese chick, but you can't tell because you're like, oh, I guess I'm fucking a Swedish squirrel. That doesn't make any sense.
Stay
local, be an American.
Now, are guys dressing as female animals, and you gotta be like, you're a dude, you're
oh, God,
a chick.
I hope
are
so.
You a chick?
I hope so.
But I think it'd be really cool to get 1,000. But I mean, it's like if I gotta do it for America, I'll do it. But I gotta send you to fucking a furry convention.
Oh yeah,
and just watch you get weird with some.
You have
furries.
To wear a GoPro. You have to wear a GoPro. You have to wear a GoPro. That's part of the deal.
Oh, dude, that could be the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life, dude. I know that sounds just crazy.
No, I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. Because I was about to say that this theory of we have a slave colony on Mars butts up against the theory of that we've never been to the moon.
Yeah.
And so pick one. Either we're out there colonizing these planets, either we're in Saturn or we're doing nothing.
Right,
so I'm on board with you on that one.
It's either we never got past that Van Allen belt, and that's something that fucking NASA always says. It's like they can't get their stories right. And one second, they're like, we've gone to the moon 6 times. And the next second is like in emails, like, we just can't get through this Van Allen belt, dog.
He didn't even run away. He just hung out until the police showed up. He was talking very strangely about how the Zion Church is an alien spaceship for reptiles.
Well, what would him not be talking strangely about that?
Yeah, you know, you ever gone to La Jolla? You go past that Mormon church,
oh,
and that looks
yeah.
like straight up a fucking spaceship.
Heck, realigned.
Oh, by the way, if you don't know Chocolate Sundays, just put in Sam Tripoli and Chocolate Sundays, and you'll see Sam Tripoli following Cat Williams on fucking stage at a fucking produced DVD thing. That I've had to follow two monsters, Cat Williams and Felipe Esparza. And guess what? I fucking murdered. Don't ever forget.
Don't forget that son.
Don't forget.
For you, I try to practice my song. This is my introduction to my song.
We're just complex arrangements of carbon molecules.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. Most everyone's mad here.
I mean, should our freedom just be a matter of probabilities? Just some random swerving in a chaotic system? That starts to seem like it's worse. I'd rather be a gear in a big deterministic physical machine than just some random swerving.
Music and medicine all go together. It's like two planets revolving around the same sun, so bong bong.
Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business.
Land of the free, home of the brave, the American dream. All men are equal, justice is blind, the press is free, your vote counts.
We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal.
Business is honest, the good guys win.
This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off.
The police are on your side. God is watching you. And everything is gonna be just fine.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.